it's happening, guys. Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another podcast on Jersey, guys.
Yes, guys, we are back on a special, special day because it is Jersey, and today is the season premiere of the all-new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Exactly. Season 4, guys. I'm very excited to bring this to you guys. It took a lot of hard work. We've had a lot of obstacles, just like you guys, in 2020. Mask, you know, precautions, getting tested, all of that. But we were able to bring to you guys another season. I'm very excited about it. And how about you?
I'm very excited about it. Listen, I didn't know if it was going to happen this year.
Facts.
I didn't know if we were even going to be able to deliver a season and film. And luckily, we were able to. And everyone had such an amazing time. And I would love to share, like, is there anything that we can share from this season?
I know, I mean,
sneak peek. I know we can't say much.
I know we have some special news coming out next week. But as for this week, we also have some awesome news. You will see more of Lawrence during this upcoming season, and also some of the other significant others in the Jersey Shore Family Vacation group.
Yes, this season was a true, true testament to the family vacation in Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Exactly. That's what it's called back many, many years ago, or not even many years ago. Obviously, the show started 11 years ago. It was called Jersey Shore, and we were in our 20s. And now the show has progressed, which we are in our 30s now, to Jersey Shore Family Vacation. People are, you know, some people are getting married. Some people are getting divorced. Okay. Also, there are other people having kids and things like that. Obviously, you guys saw where Jersey Shore documented me going to prison, coming out of prison, and the comeback is greater than the setback. So, you know, it's just what we're going through. Our fans have grown with us. We've also acquired new fans, some younger ones as well. So I'm very grateful to work and continue to provide entertainment for the masses. Pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I feel like this year was much needed. This season, we had so much fun just laughing and being together and having a grand old time and a much needed release while we were on this vacation. And I feel like all of you viewers will be able to come along for the ride with that. Like, there's always drama. Listen, there's always a level of drama if you put any group of strong personalities in a room and then you quarantine them and then you film 24/7. So there's definitely like your fair share of drama. But I have to say this season is hilarious, and I'm excited to bring you guys the laughs.
There's always been some magic, though. You just mentioned being quarantined, but we've been getting quarantined for the past 11 years doing this show.
I don't think a lot of people realize that is the style of Jersey Shore filming, because
and we fight every year about doing it too.
Yes, right? Because most reality shows are filmed like scenes, you know, where you have a schedule and you have an itinerary of this is what we're doing today,
call times,
where we're going to be, this is what you should wear, this is what the conversations may be about.
Yeah.
Nothing is really scripted in reality. However, there'll be like ideas of like what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who is going to be there? What the conversation is? And it's pretty natural. But with Jersey Shore,
yeah,
it's always been...
It's more authentic, more genuine. They sort of put you in the room. They have locked us up for 30 to 60 days at a time per season, different states and different countries. And they sort of see what happens. And I really feel they did a great job with casting. Like we said before, you got a lot of big personalities. I don't know exactly, but I'm pretty positive that most everyone's... And I'm sort of into astrology, that everyone's sign is like fire and water. In that house. So you're going to get a lot of things happening when you mix a lot of big personalities.
Well, I think Dean is a Capricorn.
Oh, really? And so,
so
are you.
That's me.
Yeah. What
sign?
That's an earth sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer, so that's
water.
I love to be by the water, guys. Speaking of Jersey Shore and past seasons, what has been your favorite, guys? Maybe you can hit us up on the line. We will feature your opinion on Here's the Sitch. Honey, do you have the number by chance of so that fans and viewers and subscribers can call up?
Yes, the Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414. So you can give us a call on that phone number and let us know your favorite season of Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
Or what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what was your favorite season, honey?
My favorite season, I would have to say, was all of the reboots. Because, of course.
You're going
to
say all of the above?
No, the reboot season.
All of the reboots. Yeah. Okay.
I'll just disqualify the prior seasons. But okay. All of the reboots.
Well, I want you to go into detail, honey, because, you know, we'll go right back at me after that. But give me some details about, obviously, the reboot of some of the scenes that may have been your favorite. Maybe what was going through your mind. Maybe when you first entered into the house, probably, I think that was the first season of the reboot in Miami. I remember you were wearing a white outfit. Was it like a crop top or something with some cut shorts or something?
It was a bodysuit.
You were looking very...
Wearing a white bodysuit.
Yeah, you were looking pretty good,
with,
honey.
Denim shorts. And I had Louboutin wedges on.
And that was the season that I proposed to you.
Yes.
Vinny played the part of Garcons, which he was in the house. And obviously all the roommates did also play parts. But how did you feel coming into the house that first time in Miami, honey? Why are you looking at me weird right now?
I'm just laughing at him because it's not often that he...
Did I grill you or question you?
Yes.
You got to be ready for anything on Here's the Sitch.
No, I am ready. But I do think it's funny because it doesn't happen often. And it doesn't happen often where you put me on the spot when you don't tell me ahead of time. So I think this is really fun.
That exactly.
So let me answer.
Well, you know what, guys?
But that's why I'm
that goes back to BDS as the captain of the ship. And I'm usually running a lot of the topics and conversations here, guys. But so, back to the question, honey, how did you feel coming into Miami the first time and you were sort of an outsider, honey?
It was definitely a weird feeling because we were so excited that the reboot was picked up. But then there were so many different emotions that were going on in our life at that time.
Yep.
Mike had just... we both had just attended a court date, a really important court date that we were waiting for kind of years to finalize. And it just so happened that, you know, the stars aligned and this big court date decided to be like the day he was supposed to fly to Miami.
Yeah.
And start shooting the first new season of the reboot. And he wasn't able to go that day because we had court. And so there was like a lot of emotions.
But
you guys all know how it played out and you guys got to see it, which was amazing to be able to share that. But he went down on his own after court and then I had met him down there. So my feelings when I was starting to go into that house and stuff, I was definitely excited. I actually remember it vividly because I was so excited and a little nervous and I just really relied on my husband. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time because we weren't even engaged then, but we had such a strong relationship at that point that I knew going into the house, like I didn't have to worry. I just could rely on our relationship and be focused on that and kind of just be excited to be there. So that's what I focused on. And then it was the best vacation ever for me because we got engaged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything went extremely well.
But, you know, when you came into the house, you know, we had known each other for probably over a decade at that point, right?
Yes. But what I'm saying is I wanted to give we've known each other for maybe 12 years at that point, 13 years.
But remember, we were going through a lot back then.
Yeah, that's why I said
that's
all that stuff
that's
about court.
That's crazy. We were going through a monster court case. And obviously a new TV show just started and we just hit the ground running.
And also when they started filming the reboot, they were really, when I say they, I mean like production and behind the scenes.
MTV.
Were very strict on how they filmed. So they went full blown old school.
Quarantine.
How they filmed Jersey Shore, which a lot of you might not know. Some of you might if you're super fans, but we don't do it necessarily to the T now, but how it was for the first season of the reboot and all of past Jersey Shore 1 through 6 is you're quarantined. You have no cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have no communication with the outside world other than a house phone that's recorded 24/7. So any conversation you have on the duck phone can be used and is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So every storyline, anything that's happening to you is covered. You know what I mean? So you really have to be comfortable with sharing the good, the bad, and the indifferent. So if you are a loyal Here's the Sitch podcast listener, you know that my husband and I recently moved into our forever home and our dream home. So while we've been here, we've been furnishing and really settling in over the year. And what we noticed was that our old mattress was just not cutting it. So we found the best mattress possible. And not only did we get it for our bedroom, but we got it for our guest room as well because we loved it that much. So Helix Sleep is the company that I'm talking about, and they actually have a quiz on their website. It takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. So whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no compromising on an average mattress. Mike and I took the quiz and found out that we matched with this firmer model. I love a firm mattress. It is perfect for me because I'm a side sleeper and so is my husband. We've been sleeping on it for, I want to say, 6 months now. Like, time is flying and we absolutely love it. Our Here's the Sitch listeners are getting a very special discount. If you are interested, all you have to do is head to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights completely risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I guarantee you, you will. So Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at Here's the Sitch. All you have to do is go to helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. I promise you guys, you are going to love it. Thank us later.
Yeah, I remember before we went down there, we were actually getting permission from a judge if I could even participate, remember, in the show. I mean, that was definitely a bit stressful because imagine that, guys. You know, you get a contract for a big TV show, but you have to get permission from, you know, a judge to see if you could even participate. So I remember that was a bit stressful as well.
Yeah. So that had it all worked out. Everything happened the way it was supposed to.
Yep.
And we had an amazing time on that season, but it was definitely intimidating going into it, even with how strong our relationship is.
Yeah.
Just because it's an unnatural environment.
Yep.
So thank God, like, our relationship was so strong and I was able to rely on you, because I think that is a testament to how I was able to be myself. And the quicker you're able to be yourself in that environment, the more successful and just transparent it is, and you come off to everybody and the viewer because you're not trying to be something else.
Yeah, it's always good to be yourself in any situation, and it has always worked for me, including me going into that season where I was newly sober, you know. Yeah. Remember, I think I was about two and a half years sober.
Exactly.
Going into that season, and I was worried that if I was going to fit in, because I wasn't this loud mess with a six pack, you know, running around.
Yeah, in my eyes, you were new and improved, but for you, it was the first time you were sharing that part of yourself with the world.
Yeah,
I feel like that was like a really big,
a pivotal moment in my life.
It was,
you know, because I had found this new identity of myself that I never knew was there, and this, you know, that's what they say, that you always have the strength inside of you, you just have to find it. And I came up with this new identity, Big Daddy Sitch, because I knew that for this particular season, I wasn't in my best shape, but that was okay. You know what I mean? I'm a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. Exactly. Eventually, I think 2 years later, I got the weight off and I lost 40 pounds, but I didn't let that stop me. You know what I mean? And I didn't let that identify me. And I still kept the Big Daddy Sitch name to this day, and I love it. You know, and I'm, you know, jacked AF.
And I think the world loves you for it. And the world, a lot of people that we know and we've worked with have even said that most people loved the show before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had like tens of millions of fan base that would watch it back in the day. But now a lot of people were even saying, like, people that weren't a fan then equated like your love of food. Like, they just resonated with it.
Yeah.
I know so many women who said their husbands just wanted to watch you order the food.
Yeah.
And they were like living for that because that's how they feel.
Yeah, you know,
that's their relationship with food.
And certain fans said, you know, was that your new obsession? No, it wasn't necessarily my obsession. It was my outlet where I can really enjoy myself. If some friends were getting drinks at the table, obviously I'm not going to participate in that because that's just not my journey or my road. But I can definitely order whatever food I want and whatever dessert. I order my diet soda and live my best life. And like I said, eventually I continued on that road in my love of food, where even to this day, I still have the love of food, but it's with balance. And I have that cheat day once a week, and I still, you know, prioritize fitness, you know, every single day.
So what would you say out of all of the reboot seasons, what would you say was like maybe one of the most impactful moments or feelings, like, or maybe like a memory when you really remember something strongly, mm-hmm. like maybe what was one of your favorite parts of any of the moments?
I'd have to say the wedding season, where it was such a high, you know, because the wedding was just beautiful. Everything about it was beautiful. It was such a pure, beautiful wedding. And also, I also went to prison that season too, which I had to man up and be strong and become better and not bitter and really believe in myself that I was going to get through this with my wife and have faith in myself and my God. And I did that. So those were two huge moments, and they were, you know, a big giant celebration with the wedding, you know, and a giant test that I turned into a testimony. They say turned my mess into a message. And I went to prison and I lost 40 pounds and I remained sober. I paid my fines. I paid my restitution. I came out a better person. And it just goes to show you that if you put your mind to something and choose positivity, you're going to win.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite one too.
The wedding?
Definitely the wedding. Everyone says, like, listen, everyone in the world says they want to redo their wedding. Like, not redo it, but like relive it. Like, if they can go back and relive any day.
The food was unbelievable.
That was one of the days they'd want to relive it. And I feel the same way. Like, I wish we could just... But the best part is that, like, we can put the show on and watch it and see all the detail.
And we could do that for the whole reboot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which had the proposal, too.
Yeah.
You can't... Not many people can say that.
And we have our own wedding video, too, that has nothing to do with Jersey Shore. If you want to see, like, the real wedding video and not like the TV edit version of it, we have it. We actually posted it on our YouTube. I think we posted it on our 1 year anniversary. We just had our second year anniversary a few weeks ago, November 1st.
Yep.
But if you want to check out our wedding video, it's so beautiful and it is on our YouTube. Just search The Situations on YouTube and it should come up. And it's one of my favorites.
Yes. And now that we're still on this Jersey Shore topic and we can really talk all day, I'm trying to see if we can tease anything for the upcoming season. I don't think we can, but we can just say that
Paulie's taken. That's something that's been released fairly recently.
Yeah.
So
and we got our boy Ronnie back. We got stable Ronnie back. I don't know how stable, but he's stable for the current moment.
Yeah. Ron was great during the season. I feel like you guys are going to get to see a side to him you haven't seen in a really long time, if ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I was very proud of Ronnie this season. He's back to his funny, witty ways.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, you'll see the word stable come in there where he's not necessarily on his phone the whole time and he's really participating and doing the most. Yeah.
I was going to say his head is not going to be in the phone the whole time, which is a good thing.
I cannot say anything about the girls because I'm not giving anything away, but you'll see how we navigate all of that wedding drama. And Speechgate, and you see if we're able to get the girls together, how and what happens and what is the end result of that. Snooki is still at the beach. Okay, she's still at the beach. I'm not going to close the door on that. That is our best friend, and she's our family. We talk to her every day. Who knows, maybe she'll return in the coming seasons or episodes, but for now I'd like to just think she's still at the beach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at some point the sun goes down, so she may make it over at some point.
Yeah, facts.
Or a storm comes, I don't know.
Yes, well, also, this is also a monster week for the Situation family or the Sorrentinos. We just released our own line of nutritional supplements okay, called Bro-trition. Okay, we're providing protein, which we now dubbed Bro-teen. And we have BDS Grenade pre-workout. We have Situation Abs Fat Burner. And we also have Situation BCAAs. Please, guys, go to brotrition.com, support the fam, and get on a good workout regimen. And that's what I have to say about it. I'm very excited about that.
I'm so excited about that, too. And congratulations to my husband. He worked so hard on this. I helped him throughout the whole process, so I saw how involved he was with testing all the product, researching the ingredients, making sure it was good enough for him, which is would make it good enough for him to share with you guys.
Exactly.
And his signature protein flavor.
Yes.
Is Funfetti's. Funfetti's, of course.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you guys, I'm not a diehard Funfetti person.
It tastes good.
I'm just not.
It does.
However, the Funfetti protein is so delicious that like I choose that over a chocolate protein lately.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Same. Yeah. We like to use almond milk in our protein shake.
I love almond milk in it. Yeah.
We don't really use water. Sometimes I use water if I'm in a rush. But with that Funfetti protein, if you use a little almond milk or something like that, it really tastes good.
It's delicious. So you guys can check it out at Bro-trition Official on IG. And actually, today is Thursday, so you guys are going to hear it now. There is a very special promo code for Bro-trition. Yep. So if you guys head to at Bro-trition Official on Instagram, you can see our exclusive promo code and you can check out all of the protein, fat burners, and pre-workouts that your heart desires and support BDS and his new venture.
I know. It's so crazy. I just looked on Instagram and someone's like, how do you look better than you did 11 years ago?
And because you're healthy.
Because I'm healthy and I'm sober 5 years. Well, I'll be 5 years on December. So you'll see December 1st, me put up this massive banner that I'm 5 years clean and sober, living my best life. But yeah, you know what? I prioritize fitness. I make good decisions. We choose positivity, integrity, peace, and purpose over everything. And now we're teaching others to do the same.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the protein release because this is an area that I feel like you've always excelled in.
Yeah.
And he's so like set in his supplemental ways.
I don't miss.
Like he doesn't miss a vitamin. Neither do I. We both have memberships at like the vitamin shop, which is the closest supplement store to our home. Mm-hmm. And we just really take care of ourselves inside and out. So I think this is a natural progression for him to just start in the supplement space and into the fitness sphere. And I feel like it's the first of many projects for you to be doing and announcing. Uh-huh. And I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you, honey. Well, we can't get around this, guys, because although it is Thursday, it is premiere day. We just released our own nutritional supplement line. It's an awesome week. But still, COVID-19 is out there, guys. And we just want to give you a little bit of current events that in New Jersey, actually, where they're starting to shut down things, right, honey? They're shutting down gyms. They're shutting down restaurants.
Did gyms ever even open?
That's what I'm saying.
Because I didn't go back.
Yeah.
I've just been here.
Yeah.
I never thought it was right. Listen, my Pilates studio I know opened, but they are mandating masks, and I just can't do a workout in a mask.
I'm
happy that they're making them wear masks because it's being more careful.
Yeah. I just can't work out in a mask. Yeah,
I'm working out at home or outdoors. I never went back.
Yeah. I also am hearing possibly, which I don't even know, they're saying, I think Snooki just texted me just now and said they're looking at a full shutdown on Saturday.
Well, so, with how bad the numbers are,
I'm not surprised. Saying that. Yeah, I know it's really wild.
I don't know if it's real. I know that COVID's real. What I meant to say was I don't know if the numbers that are being reported are accurate. But I do know I have family that works in hospitals, and they're saying the hospitals are getting worse. Starting to get bad again. So we're just going to pray for everybody and stay home and only leave the house for essential things.
Exactly.
And just be safe. And listen, it's a time of year that's really hectic because we've spent the whole year staying away from really anyone that we care about and love to be safe. And now Thanksgiving is next week.
I know.
Christmas is in a
There's definitely restrictions on, they're saying how many people can even have Thanksgiving, which is kind of crazy, right?
They say you can only have 10 people.
I thought it went down to 5.
Well, we're not hosting, so I don't have to be concerned. We're well, also, decide
let's, if we're going let's, anywhere. Let's tell them, honey, that we're supposed to, what's today? We're getting tested tomorrow.
We are getting tested today. Today, it's Jersey
yeah.
for the show.
Yeah.
Getting tested today.
We're getting tested today for more Jersey Shore Family Vacation possible filming, where everyone's tested, including cast and crew. So just in time for Thanksgiving, at least we will have, we'll be socially responsible as well. We'll know, you know, the deal.
Yeah, it's just such a weird time. Like, I don't even know what to tell people to do. I just, my advice is just to be safe. Be smart.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So with 2020 being the year of the pandemic, unfortunately, I have been cooking at home a lot more often. And sometimes I just like run out of ideas, or I just can't think of anything new and easy to put together and make. So I found HelloFresh, which I've heard so much about, but I can't believe it took me this long to actually try it because I absolutely love it. So HelloFresh is easy and completely stress-free. So for me, that makes cooking like basic 101 and the best thing ever, because I get very overwhelmed with new recipes, and HelloFresh just simplifies all of it for you. They deliver fresh, high-quality, pre-portioned ingredients so you can make meals that are delicious and nutritious. I also love that they're pre-portioned already, because when I make new recipes, usually I overcook and I have so many leftovers and it's just me and Mike. So HelloFresh really helps me cut down on any of that waste because it's just enough for me and my husband to enjoy. Over 90% of their ingredients in HelloFresh are sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness. I love that. HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut, try new things, and make any night feel special. For me, this is what I was looking for, so I think you guys can probably really relate to this and try some new fresh things in the kitchen. There's something everyone will enjoy, including 20-minute meals, low-calorie, vegetarian, kid-approved recipes, and many, many more. The packaging HelloFresh uses to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and/or already recycled content. Since they offset their operations, travel, and shipping emissions, HelloFresh's carbon footprint is 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. Amazing! We're helping the environment at the same time. HelloFresh is committed to donating to those in need. So far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals. That is incredible. You can help too with HelloFresh's Beyond the Box program, where you give nutritious meals to those experiencing food insecurity with just a couple clicks in the app. Highly suggest you do that if you check it out. Also, HelloFresh is offering Here's the Sitch listeners a very special discount here today. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/situation90 and use code situation90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Like my husband says, that is a good situation, guys. To take advantage of this special limited time offer, head to HelloFresh.com/situation90 and use code situation90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. One of my favorite meals I made so far from them is the herby chicken over lemony spaghetti with zucchini. I love that the fresh zucchini and the lemon really just brightens up the pasta dish. So it was like a warm, hearty meal, but also feeling healthy at the same time with grilled chicken and one of my favorite ingredients of all, which is lemon. Highly suggested if you haven't tried a lemony pasta. It is to die for. One more time, guys, head over to HelloFresh.com/situation90 and use code situation90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Enjoy it.
I was in the gym yesterday, and it's very great when fans try to come up to me, but there was this gentleman that just really came up to me, and I'm backing up and visibly backing up, and he keeps coming over, and I'm like, listen, let's social distance, please. And it's just people just sometimes forget, you know.
That's the fame glaze. That's what I call it. It's the glaze. It's yeah. like Some people have it, some people don't, but it's that fame glaze when they see someone famous. Like, you could be in the middle of worse than a pandemic. I don't know. Whatever is worse than a pandemic.
They just totally forget. They totally forget.
And it just, everything, common sense, anything goes out the window, and it's just like you see the glaze go over their eyes, and it's just like,
yeah, yeah. So, but you got
to
be mindful, guys.
We have to be safe. We have to be safe. We're all trying to be safe. Mike's been great with saying, you know, yeah, take a selfie from
a distance, social distancing selfie. Yeah.
Please keep your mask on. Yeah. Like, people are like, oh, can I take this off? Do you mind? And he's like, yeah, I mind. You have to keep it on.
Yeah,
like,
I had to do that yesterday.
Yo, you got to keep your mask on. Like, what do you mean? Like, you don't live with us. We don't know you. You got to keep your mask on. We're just looking, we're just human looking out for ourselves and our family too.
Oh, it's so crazy. Anyway, back to, well, we are trying to film more Jersey Shore Family Vacation episodes, but due to...
I don't know if it'll happen.
I don't even know if it's going to happen because...
Because if you think how high the numbers are...
Yeah.
What are the odds of everyone passing it?
Well, that's another thing.
Someone doesn't pass.
Everyone's saying that the numbers are going up because everyone's getting tested. I think being tested is also being responsible, too. I mean...
It is.
It is, so...
But how accurate are the tests?
How accurate are the tests? And are the numbers being commingled with flu numbers? We're going real conspiracy with you guys today. Anyway, let's switch topics here, guys, and go more towards the positivity. It also is Thanksgiving coming up, and everyone wants to know, with COVID and all this craziness happening around, how do you remain positive? And I'm going to hit you with, and this is pretty common sense, because it's Thanksgiving, guys. Let's get that grateful list out.
Yeah.
And this is not corny stuff here, guys. These are some of the things that I speak about are like tools that I have in my tool belt and how I live my best life and be my best self. So I think it's only right to break out a list. I mean, if you can't do a mental note, I'm telling you, if you break out a little notepad, whether it's on your phone or and write it down what you're grateful for and get down to some... the simplicity of it all, that you have your health, you know, you have food in your refrigerator, you know, some of your bills are paid, you have a job. I mean, you have to have a grateful list, honey.
Yes. Listen, everyone, no matter where you are, what you have, you should be grateful for plenty of things in your life.
Yeah.
And I used to have a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a very long time. But when I used to start my day with that, I would feel amazing and I just loved it.
Yeah.
And especially with Thanksgiving coming around the corner, I highly suggest you guys to just, you know, even if you don't share it with anybody, just take a piece of paper, write down how many things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And each morning, try to write down maybe five different things between now and Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I feel like it'll just change your perception a little bit more, where you can celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, the way it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And whether you're able to do it virtually or not. Just be able to take a moment to appreciate all the things and all the blessings you do have.
You got to live in the moment, guys. And that's what being grateful is all about. A grateful heart is a magnet for blessings.
True.
And that's sort of one of the secrets to my success.
It really is. If you focus on the things you already have,
more comes.
And if you thank God or your higher power for what you've already been gifted, you will be given and blessed so much more.
I think, honey, that we should go through a bit of an example for some of the people. And this is definitely not a joke. This is not corny, guys. This is some adult stuff here. Hashtag adult living. On how to live your best life and be your best self. Positivity attracts positivity. And if you're having trouble, you know, get back to the basics, guys. What are you grateful for? And that energy that you are giving off is going to attract other more positive energy, and your vibration is going to raise, and you're going to attract, you know, more positive things, more positive friends, more positive opportunities, promotion, healing. I know I sound like Joel Osteen right now.
Listen, that's why we listen to him, though.
Joel, like, I'm a fan of Joel.
I resonate with pretty much everything that he preaches, and I respect him, and he's literally helped me in my life and my outlook so much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm gonna just start it off. Let's do five things that you're grateful for. Okay. And also, I think we should open up the hotline so that the next podcast we have, we can also see what the fans, subscribers, and listeners are also grateful for. So give us a call, guys. Some of your favorite Jersey Shore moments, as well as, because it's Thanksgiving, guys, what are you grateful for? Honey, what is the number so that they can call?
Our number is 732-898-0414.
Now I'm going to kick it off with what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my beautiful wife in front of me. Ooh. Okay. Yes, you like that, right, honey? I know you said it before, but we are celebrating, and we just celebrated our second wedding anniversary, 2 years in the books, guys. Very grateful for that. I'm also very grateful for my family and my friends. And Mosey.
Mosey.
Mosey's in the building, our beautiful golden retriever. He is the family mascot.
He is.
I am grateful to have food in my refrigerator, my bills paid, and a job to pay my bills, continue to achieve my goals and my dreams.
I love that. You're such an inspirational man.
And also, last but not least, obviously the health and safety of myself, family, friends, my beautiful wife, and my dog.
Those
yes.
are some good ones.
Yes. So now it is your turn, Mrs. Situation, also known as Lawrence. Name 5 things that you are grateful for. Now, it can, obviously can be similar things as me because those things right there are essential.
Yes. Essentials. Number 1, I'm very grateful for my loving and supportive husband.
Oh, I'm over here, guys.
Sitting across from me. He is half my better half. I mean, he calls me his better half. But I feel like we're equally each other's better halves because we're very opposite and we both have different strengths.
Yep.
And together we really just excel in everything we do.
Dream team.
And I probably sound very cheesy right now, but I would not be the person I am today without him. So I'm very happy and grateful for his support and his guidance in our life on all aspects. I'm very grateful for Mosey Bear Johnson.
Oh my God, the golden retriever in the building, Mosey.
Which is the nickname for Moses, our golden retriever. He is an 8-year-old golden and he has been through thick and thin with us.
He has, he's a soldier.
When we went through, you know, the legal odyssey of 5 years, like Mosey was there with us. We moved many times before we made it to our home.
He's the best therapist, right?
Yes. He adapted to every apartment, every townhouse, every house, every building. He was the easiest guy to deal with all of that. Like he literally was and is a therapist, and I wouldn't have gotten through Mike being away without him. So he is the best therapist ever. If you guys need a therapy dog, maybe we could do virtual consults with
him. They do say the best therapist has 4 legs and is furry.
4 legs, brown eyes, and a furry tail. A golden retriever.
Yes, you got to keep going, honey. That was 2 or 3.
That was 2?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm grateful for having a roof over our head, our stable career path at the moment, and just succeeding at everything that we put our mind towards. We've been releasing a lot of new projects and ideas, and everything that we're doing, we put our like heart and soul behind, and it's really our focus. So I think that that's why it succeeds, because it's our passion. Grateful for your sobriety, because without that, we wouldn't have everything that we have right now, including yep. you being such an amazing man. And yep. I'm grateful for all of our family and friends' health and safety throughout this whole year with yep. how bad COVID has been. No one in our family members have, people have been sick, but anyone who had it recovered yep. and people have been safe and healthy. And that's all I can ask for this year.
Exactly.
And that's all I want is for our family to just continue to be healthy and safe and successful and just grow.
Yeah, we're going to take it one day at a time, guys. Big shout out to all the essential workers out there in the trenches. You know, heroes don't wear capes. They wear scrubs today. And again, guys, don't forget to communicate with your loved ones right now. It's a really tough time. And just a text, a call to someone you love, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, just checking up on them, because tomorrow is not granted. That's why they call today the present. I didn't make that one up, but that is really, it's a really good one, guys. So also don't forget to have this grateful list. As you probably listening, it probably was pretty positive to hear, you know, this particular podcast about some of the simple things that people can be grateful for, and you can too. And it's a simple way to sort of raise your vibration and get away from that fear, which is the lowest vibration. You want to be up here, you know, you want to be in the love vibration. And I'm not being corny, guys. Maybe 10 years ago, I don't know if I would be saying the exact same thing, but I'm an evolved human right now. And the stuff that I'm spitting is fire.
It is. It's very inspirational, just like you.
Well, is that all you have to say about that, honey? Because my wife is not paying attention. She's on the computer right now. So.
No, I am paying attention. I actually was trying to pull up the voicemails because I know that we have been a little distracted with working and filming the new season. So we've been a little bit.
Oh, God. Let's
I was going to say, if we had some voicemails hanging out, then we'd get some questions.
Yeah, let's get some questions in there from the fans and the subscribers.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. This is Hope calling from Silverdale, Washington. Listen to you guys every week when you put your podcast out. Love it. My husband had just gotten deployed at the beginning of the pandemic. But good news, he got to come home early, so that's exciting. He's been home for a little over a month now. Safe, healthy, just, you know, a job opportunity came up, you know, still in the service, but, you know, it just all worked out. So, you know, just stay strong, anybody who's going through something. Keep being positive, keep doing all the good things, and, you know, things come full circle. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that update. Stay positive, everybody. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks so much. Love you guys. Keep doing good work.
Keep fighting the good fight, guys. Stay positive. We love to hear the positivity, and thank you so much for your service. Enjoy the holidays. Thanksgiving is here.
And her name was Hope.
Oh, my God, Hope.
I love that.
So I do love that name. Also, I have an Instagram called The Hope Dealer.
Yes.
Yes.
So congratulations on your husband coming home early. That is such an amazing thing to be grateful for and to celebrate. Yes. So we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
On to the next caller, honey.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. My name's Jessica from Maryland. I was just calling to let you know or say thank you for inspiring me and getting my life back on track again. After two babies, it was so hard to be motivated to work out. But after listening to your podcast, I'm finally 3 months into working out and almost 25 pounds down. So thank you so much. And Mike, thanks for being even more of an inspiration. You have changed your life around completely, and it's amazing. And Lauren, you're amazing as well. And you two are complete soulmates, and I love it. So I want to say thank you again, and have a great day.
Wow.
Aww.
So cool.
That was Jessica from Maryland. So thank you for calling in. I love all your voicemails. I haven't gotten to listen to these in a little while, and I just love how feel good they all are. They give you like all the warm, good feelings.
I know, honey. And congratulations on being on the fitness journey.
Yes.
You know, she said she's
amazing.
She said she's 3 months in the gym. She's down 25 pounds. The comeback is always greater than the setback. And I tell people all the time, okay, just like a car, okay? If you don't give it gas and you don't give your car oil and you don't wash your car, guess what, guys? You're going to have a dirty car and it's going to break down and you're not going to be able to drive anymore. Same thing with your body, guys. You got to take care of your body. You got to exercise. You got to get it moving. And you have to also, you know, intake, you know, good foods and healthy foods so that, you know, you're able to make good decisions and have a high vibration.
And listen, the only thing that adds to your years and your life is fitness. It's health and fitness.
Yeah.
So you have two little babies that love you so much, and I'm sure they want to be with you for the rest of your life and have so many memories to make.
Mm-hmm.
So taking care of your health is really prioritizing your family at the same time.
Yeah, it's a very responsible decision for
sure. Exactly.
It's how we live our life.
And it's never too late for anyone listening.
Oh, definitely.
It's never too late to start your fitness journey.
Yep.
Listen, my dad just started his
fitness
journey.
Didn't he?
It reminded me of that call. I'm so proud of him.
Isn't he down 10 pounds, Poppy?
Yeah, he's down 10 pounds. And he's doing, you know, he's like monitoring what he's eating and he's working out.
Yes.
And he got a new treadmill and he's really motivated because he saw results quickly.
And this is during a pandemic, guys. I mean, people are, you know, allocating funds to get a treadmill, to bring it into their house. Your dad did that. My dad did that. My dad's in his 60s, still working out. And that's what you got to do, guys. You have to take care of yourself. It's called self-care, self-love. And then after that, everything else will follow.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Lauren. My name is Lachelle. I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico, aka Busque, and my question is, how do you guys deal with one-sided friends? Like, you always are there for them, you're constantly, you know, when they need you, you're there, you're jumping, whatever, you're just, you know, a good friend. But when you need something or you need somebody to talk to, all your friends are like ghosts.
Well, I mean, that is a good question. How do you deal? Is she talking about like fair weather friends? Like,
yeah,
people that are maybe
she's
not.
Saying she's always there for people when they're going through shit and now they're not there for her. I think it's a give and take thing. It really has to do with like the whole picture of the friendship, because if someone's like that 100% of the time for years, decades.
It's time to get a new friend.
Obviously, it's time to rotate them out and maybe just distance yourself from that person and become more of an acquaintance than a friend. However, everyone goes through seasons in their life.
Very true. There's
going to be times where they're not going to be able to be there for you.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
They're going through.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're all human. Some of us make mistakes. Also, like my wife said, which is a really good point too, everyone goes through seasons, a losing season, a winning season, and everyone's fighting a battle that sometimes you don't even know about it. So it's really good to be forgiving and understand that there's a lot of variables out there. And if someone is not there for you, you know what? It's all right. Fine. I think you're going to, it's always good to reach out to other people. There's also support groups out there. There's meetings and online things like that, and forums that you sometimes have to go the extra mile. There's less traffic there.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, I was just listening to your most recent podcast. I'm weighing in on two things. One, the leaf blower. Personally, I prefer a gas leaf blower. It's a little bit more high maintenance, but it's totally worth it because of the power it puts out compared to an electric one. But I do recommend getting one that is like a backpack style, because your arms are tired after a while. Second thing, I had no idea about the colored block on the toothpaste tube. So I went in and checked mine. Supposedly, it's a natural toothpaste, but the block is black, which means pure chemicals. So I was wondering what toothpaste you guys use or recommend. Thanks for taking the time to listen to me. I love listening to you guys. Thanks.
Oh, so cool, honey. This is your department. My wife handles all the natural shampoo, conditioner, and the toothpaste in the house. I love using the natural products these days.
Yeah, so we actually have tried, when you switch to natural, you want to try like a few different ones and see what works best for you. So I've tried three different natural toothpastes, and they're all pretty good. I actually don't love one over the other, but I get them at Vitamin Shop, and there's like Dr. Brommer's, there's Hello, and then there's what's the other name? Oh, Himalaya is one that I'm using now. And
I love the natural shampoo and conditioner I use. Yeah. Speaking of that, honey, I'm out of it. We need to order it again. Because my hair is just so full these days. So thank you guys so much for listening to our Jersey premiere day of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Yes,
Don't forget to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation tonight, 8/7 Central, only on MTV. And honey, tell them where they can go find the Situation's new nutritional line.
Okay, so you can shop directly at brotrition.com. Also follow it on Instagram at brotritionofficial. Today is Jersey, so we are announcing a very special promo code for all the Brotrition official IG followers. So head there before you head to the website to make your first purchase. I would highly suggest the Funfetti Protein. It is my absolute favorite. And if you're into pre-workout, I do like the watermelon one. So I would go with that. And please don't forget to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation at 8 p.m. tonight. You can set your DVRs. You can stream it on Apple TV.
Yep.
And you can watch it at 8 p.m.
Yes. And happy Thanksgiving, guys. If we don't hear from you guys, or just like I said, happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get out that grateful list, mental or physical. And have a great day, guys.
Bye, guys. Stay safe and healthy.